Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm celebrating Small Business Week. I hope you are. I'm doing it in Washington, D.C., and wherever you are, and you know, I don't even care if you're not in the United States. Wherever you are around the world, if you're making a payroll like small business owners do every Friday, if you're struggling to make payroll, if you're doing great, it doesn't matter where you are in your small business, I hope you're celebrating what you do, because I sure do. I do that every day, but especially this week, which is Small Business Week, and so I just want to remind you how proud I am of you, all the things that you do, and I know how tough it is, especially when you're trying to compete for the good people, the good employees. You're trying to compete with people who are a lot bigger than you, and you know what? You can compete with them straight up in the marketplace on many levels, but unfortunately, when it comes to providing benefits, especially health care, small business owners have a real hard time competing for the best people, and we've got to fix this. And somebody who works tirelessly, and I mean that, nobody works harder on this issue than Grace Marie Turner, and she's right here with us right now. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend of mine and a great friend of yours. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, such a pleasure to be here, and congratulations for being in town for Small Business Week. It is, this small business is so lucky to have you as their advocate, and there could be no one better to MC tonight's celebration than you, because you are just so much on the side of small business and understand that it is the lifeblood of the American economy, and you are their best friend. And it's really, congratulations to you and to your show and to them for understanding that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Grace Marie. By the way, folks, Grace Marie is the leader of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. I really encourage you to go there. Find out what the Galen Institute is doing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're a small business owner, you want to provide health care for your employees, you want it to be more affordable and to be where you can compete, you need to find out what the Galen organization does, and you need to find out what they need to do, what they want you to do to support them. And there are a lot of different ways you can do that. So check it out, and you'll educate yourself. Grace Marie, one of the things that I've learned this week is about I can't remember the term, but I know you know about it. It's something that's just passed the House. It's the HSA
substantiation.
Substantiation. I kept wanting to say authorization. Substantiation bill. Tell us about this, folks.
This is
one of those little sleeper deals that you might not know about. It slides through, but it's a big deal. Go ahead.
It is. Well, of course, health savings accounts are a great friend of small business, and anybody who sort of understands that they need to find a way to provide more affordable health insurance for employees and do it in a way that also gives employees more control over their health spending. Health savings accounts are just such a great idea. Well, this Congress, because it means individuals are in control of money, small businesses have more choices and more options for private insurance, this Congress is not particularly friendly to health savings accounts. And actually, Republican lobbyists in a company that sells a particular kind of software came up with this idea of saying that every single time that somebody spends money out of a health savings account, it has to be substantiated or authorized by a third-party intruder is the word that came to mind.
Yeah.
But that's really what it is. It's gonna make health savings accounts much more cumbersome, much more expensive, and give banks and small banks who want to offer them and small businesses who want to offer them to their employees much less of an incentive. It's just a little fix, but it's something that could really decimate health savings accounts. Now it has passed the House of Representatives and on its way to the Senate, where it does not look like it has a tremendous chance of success, but it shows the threat to this one idea for consumer-based health care that by this Congress that is, you know, really trying to pull the rug out from under it.
Well, and this is one of those things that that just doesn't. Well, let me say this, folks. I have HSA for me and my family. All of my employees have HSAs. I pay for their premium, and it's a great thing. You know somebody else who has HSAs? All of the employees, I should say all of them, but as far as I know this is the plan that Steve Forbes has. He's told us on the show.
Forbes Magazine.
That's what he does. Steve Forbes and the magazine, all those guys have HSAs. Folks, this is the best thing that came out of the Medicare reform bill, whatever it was, 4 years ago or so. The HSA was the best thing to happen. And you say this was a Republican lobbyist that came up with this idea?
Yeah, boy, it made a lot of other Republicans really mad. And it was somebody who just wasn't thinking. It was a lobbyist for a company that sells the software that would do the authorizing.
So you're saying just some software company.
Self-interested little company.
Unbelievable. But see, here's the thing, folks. There are so many people in Congress who consider the HSA to be their enemy, to consider market-based, portable insurance, anything that moves in that direction, to be their enemy because they want single-payer universal health care, and they consider HSAs to be the camel nose under the tent.
Right. Well, and the president has said he will veto any legislation that comes to his desk that has this in it, and there will not be enough votes to override it. So, you know, people should not worry that this is going to happen anytime soon, but if we have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president next year with a very different agenda for how we're going to do health reform, this, you know, would have a good chance of going into effect next year, if HSAs even survive that.
And see, folks, this is one of the reasons why you hear me encouraging you to learn more about organizations like the Galen Institute, like Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, like so many of the other organizations, the Small Business Exporters Association, on and on, so many different groups that really are working hard for small businesses in their various areas of expertise to make sure that when things like this happen, little things that typically will come sliding under the radar, but they wind up creating a lot of, wreaking a lot of havoc. We have people like Grace Marie to find these things, to point them out to us so that we can fight them. And Grace Marie, thank you for being one of the folks on the front line to fight this thing. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to get Grace Marie to talk to us about what are the chances of getting any kind of improvements to health care between now and October, or November, I should say. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Grace Marie's website is Galen, GALEN.org. Stand by. Here we go. We'll be right back. Welcome back. A little bit of Stones bringing us back there. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, and also our knowledge base. Don't forget that. AskJim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers right now. Check those out when you get a chance. Grace Marie Turner has been a long-term contributor to all the things that we do. She's our guest this half hour, the president of Galen Institute, G-A-L-E-N, and that's galen.org is the website. Grace Marie, do we have any chance? Is everything on healthcare bad news for now?
No, it's not.
The election. Is there any good news? We need some hope, Grace Marie. We're clutching for hope somehow.
I know. There is good news out there. And you were talking earlier about people needing to stay on top of this. And I, as you know, I do a weekly newsletter. It's free to anybody. I just want to have people know what's happening in Washington on policy. I was a former journalist, so I write it in ways that people can understand. They can subscribe to it by going to our website at galen.org. So I encourage people, if they want to stay on top of this, especially this HSA issue, that they get signed up for the newsletter, and I'll give you a weekly report on what's going on. But, you know, what I would recommend, people need to sign up for HSAs now, because if Congress does something to them, they're not going to take them away from people who have them. So this is a really good time to say, you know, let's get in this game. I've been advising a number of the presidential candidates. I'm talking with the campaign and the health policy team for Senator McCain now. Certainly would talk to Senators Clinton and Obama if they wanted to hear our ideas, but I haven't. My phone's not been ringing from them. But you know, there are a lot of ideas, and I think there are ideas that would allow people to have more individual ownership of health insurance, so that it wouldn't mean that small businesses had to have such a burden of being the only way that people could get health insurance. You know, 60% of American people get their health insurance through the workplace, and many more of them, as we know, through people who work for large companies. Mm-hmm. It's small businesses that are really disadvantaged in the system, and Senator McCain wants to fix that in several ways. He wants to allow people to own their own health insurance, to be able to buy it across, you know, from another state if you live in a state where it's ridiculously expensive. But most importantly, he wants to allow the tax break to be portable so that you can get a generous tax break for health insurance, whether you get it through your workplace or whether you buy it on your own or through other kinds of groups that I am sure will emerge. Some of the current professional and trade associations, but also church groups and community associations and others, I believe, would begin to offer health insurance as a benefit of membership. People would be able to have health insurance and not then have to pick and choose their jobs based upon whether or not it has health insurance. That doesn't make any sense.
Grace Marie, you are an advisor to the McCain campaign. And ladies and gentlemen, whenever the Democrats sort their business out and they come up with one nominee, I will invite their spokesperson, whoever they have that they'd like to have speak for their candidate. I'll invite them on. Heck, I hope the candidate will join us. But maybe we can get both of them. Grace Marie, you need to ask Senator McCain if he would join me on the show.
I bet he would, too. He's a big fan of the small business.
I hope he will. But what I was just going to say, folks, I promise you we'll give them equal time. I want to hear what they have to say. But, Grace Marie, here's another thing that a lot of people don't think about and that I learned firsthand. We've had HSAs for a long time, since day one, basically, and my family has. And what I found is HSAs, folks, are products. They're insurance company products. It's not they were authorized by the government, but the product that you and I use is made by a company, a private company like mine and yours. If any private company thinks that the government is going to make it difficult for people to buy from you, if it's going to be difficult and the government doesn't like what you sell, they're going to be less likely to create better products and keep creating the ones that they have. That's one of the things I'm worried about with HSAs, Grace Marie.
Well, that's right. And I think that's going to be an important thing for people to look at when they do hear the details of Senator Clinton and Senator Obama's plan. There seems to be a lot of promise that we're going to take care of small business. We're going to give you new subsidies. We're going to exempt you from some of the worst of the mandates. But, you know, it's only a matter of time until the subsidies go away and the mandates start to become more onerous. So it's really important for people to realize that the only way they're going to have control over health care choices is for them to be able to have more portability, more ownership, and actually more competition in the marketplace,
right,
not less.
Right. Well, you know, Grace Marie, everybody recognizes now that our young folks are going to have a number of jobs, maybe in multiple industries, and sometime in their life, they'll probably work for themselves once or twice, maybe more than that, maybe for a long time. And everybody, liberals, Democrats, conservatives, Republicans, it doesn't matter. Everybody recognizes that's a fact of the future.
Well,
so why don't we develop a healthcare system that fits that reality?
Yes, that's right, and that's what a 21st century health insurance system is going to let people have portability of health insurance, give people much more flexibility with how they arrange their work life. And how many people do we know that are tied to jobs they'd like to leave or start their own business, and they can't because of health insurance? Makes no sense.
Grace Marie, thank you for all the hard work you do on this issue.
It's a pleasure. You're great.
And please tell Senator McCain that he's invited on this show. My microphone is his microphone. And anybody listening for Obama or Clinton, my microphone is their microphone as well. Thank you, Grace Marie. See you next time.
Thank you, Tim. Bye.
Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.